You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I Suck at Dating with Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. I'm Jared Haven. Dean Unglert is not here today. He is still traveling, I think. But I know that he recorded a podcast that you guys probably all listened to because Dean had some news circulating around him this week, which was quite funny. To hear other people finally talk about the fact that he lost the ring, which I actually have a theory about and I'll talk about later. But first, we have a very special guest host. You know her from season 20 of The Bachelor, Ben Higgins season. It is Olivia Caridi. Olivia, how are you?
I'm so good. I was roaming the internet and I saw the news. I didn't know if it was like a secret or not. So
yay. Dean, I know. So they're engaged, which is fantastic news. Dean and Kaylin.
That's awesome.
I know, it's crazy. I can't believe Dean's engaged. But did you hear about their ring?
Well, okay, so I heard that like he put it in a junk drawer or something, and then or my aunt anything?
Yep. Yeah.
No? Okay.
So he said that he put it in a junk drawer, which I don't know why you put a 4.5 cut diamond into a freaking junk drawer. First of all, it's called a junk drawer. Do I say like, that weirdly,
draw,
by the way?
Drawer. I was like, it's very hard to put junk, drawer.
Yeah, together. Those are two words that should not be right next to each other.
We have to think of a different word because that's, we're going to say it over and over again.
Well, also my Rhode Island accent doesn't really help me on that one. It's not the best. It's not the easiest word to say when you drop R's and then also add R's to places where they shouldn't be. But Dean said that he put it in the junk drawer, which is quite frustrating, and that somehow it got thrown away. And then he said that it wasn't in a case. It was wrapped in a piece of tissue. So I was talking to Ashley about this yesterday, and we have a theory. We think Dean lied. We don't think he lost the ring. We think it was all a ploy to have Kaylin on her toes. So full transparency, we're recording this on Thursday. Dean is recording his podcast tomorrow and it will air before this one. So you'll have already listened to Dean. So I don't know the true story, but that is my theory I'm putting out on the universe that Dean has lied.
I like it.
And that he made up this story about putting the diamond into a junk drawer wrapped in tissue and it somehow got lost to make Kaylin think that she wasn't going to get engaged this weekend. And then, of course, he did it.
I mean, I've never had a ring that big or purchased anything like that, but I know I would never have it just like laying in a drawer.
No, I mean,
this is not realistic. Not at all.
I think I'm, you know, somewhat of a responsible human being. And well, I'm responsible and irresponsible. There's so many times that Ashley will make fun of me where I just put things where they're not supposed to be.
Probably but same.
I would never put a diamond ring just anywhere. So anyway.
In a safe, locked away.
Yeah.
Can't wait. I can't wait to listen to that episode and finally have context.
I know. We need the context. But Olivia, thank you so much for joining us today. So,
of course.
Like we said, we know you, of course, from season 20 of The Bachelor. Yeah. And you were never on a season of Bachelor Paradise, which was quite sad. And I know it was almost.
Well, there were a couple. I flirted with the idea once. Mm-hmm. There was the first season after the show. I was like, you're not going to get me. Like, stop trying. I flirted with it a second time. And it was kind of this thing where it was like, they stopped responding to me, but I was also like, I could never realistically do this. So it was like kind of a little mutual ghosting. But I did flirt. Like, I went to LA and did the stuff. But I just knew I could never comfortably be myself on camera again.
That's a shame, because you're one of the people who, unfortunately, I don't even know if it was a quote unquote a bad edit, because when you rewatched Ben's season, you really didn't do anything except you really didn't do anything
saying
at all.
Some dumb stuff.
That's it. But honestly, that's why it was such a shame you were never on Paradise, because you would have been such a, everybody would have fallen in love with you.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but
100%. You are such you're such a grounded, wonderful person, and Ashley and I talk about it all the time, that your personality would just shine through, and you'd be funny and self-deprecating, and you'd be so relatable, and people would be like, holy shit, Olivia is awesome.
I mean, all I ever said was if I were ever going to do it again, which is why it would never happen, but I'll say things like, oh, I would be the Bachelorette, which would never happen. So it's not even a conversation, but I would do it in that regard. I would never be one of many again. Mm-hmm. I think that just brings out my competitive side and obviously my social awkwardness. I don't know. But that is something I've always said. If they randomly called me, I'd be maybe. But
all right, good. You know. So next season of Paradise, if producers are listening, which they definitely are, but you never know. Let's get Olivia on Paradise, because this needs to happen.
Well, I'm getting a little positive, because I'm seeing a lot of rumblings of Lace for Bachelorette, which obviously she was on my season. So I'm okay, maybe are people open to a veteran kind of bringing back the charge again? Maybe.
Oh, 100%. I think that's what the show needs. I think it needs a little bit of a throwback.
Same. Let's throw it back to the good old days.
Yeah, it was just a different cast. Idea. It was a different time. It was
totally different.
It was, I just felt, I think it would be really nice to have somebody from an older season. That's what we wanted for Bachelor. You know, I really,
same.
I know Zach's Bachelor, and I'm sure he's very nice, but I'm just not that invested. And so I would have loved if they came out of left field and made someone Peter Krause, The Bachelor.
Oh my, I've always, I ran into him on Raya one time and I was just dreamboat.
He is a dreamboat.
Oh my God.
It's like he stepped right out of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh God, I'm that boy could do anything.
So it's that's what they need. They need a stud Bachelor.
That's why I go back to too, I'm kind of a hater lately, but I am in and out watching VIP. And to me, the TV that Lace made in a short time, just far and away, just blew away anything that anyone else is doing. I think it's just because that was the day where you were just having fun on camera and not thinking about how is this going to come? I never thought one time about what I was doing on camera or how it would look. Which may be to my detriment, but I think Lace is kind of the same way. She just wants to make good TV, make a couple of funny jokes. And I think she's so entertaining.
She is so entertaining. But I think what you just said was spot on because you were also yourself. I think there's a lot of times where new contestants, they have realized that if they make their mark, they can make more of an impact after the show. Social media following or make more of a name for themselves. So it's not like with Lace, it's just like such authentic drama.
It's because totally her.
It's just Lace. But I feel like there's a lot of times when you're watching people and you're like, it feels like this isn't that. And I'm not that invested in this because it feels a little contrived.
It's been a while. I'm like, I really want to feel like I love this show again. And I just don't feel that way.
Yeah. I mean, I love this.
Unpopular.
No. I mean, honestly, you know, there's, you know, a lot of people didn't respond well to the two Bachelorettes and BIP is not getting as much love as it usually does. I mean, listen, I love the show. I hope the show goes on forever.
I think it will.
I hope so. Yeah. I really hope it does. Because it only benefits us, really. So
literally.
We're very, very lucky because
we're
of the show.
Pretty far removed, but I love that you guys, that was my favorite part, was Ashley and Jared being on my screen. I was like, yes!
Well, thank you. This. It was so crazy. Yeah. We got a phone call. I'll never forget. Ashley filmed my reaction. I doubt she ever posted it. But she was like, so I just got a phone call and they want us to go down to Paradise. I said, okay. I'm assuming to hand out a date card of some sort. And she's like, they want us to be a part of the cast. I said, huh? How would that even work? I mean, of course, I was like, say yes immediately before they change their minds.
Of course.
So when we got more of what was going to happen, I mean, it literally was probably 3 weeks before, you know how it works, where it's like they call and they're like, hey, we need you in 3 weeks. It's like, okay, well, you know, that's going to be very difficult because we have a kid in a business, but we'll make it work.
I loved it.
It was great.
And
it was
probably just because I love you guys a lot, but I was jazzed. I was, people I care about on screen. I love it.
We got, it was awesome. It was awesome to be down there. A lot of memories down there. So you live in New York. So were you always in New York? Why do I think you were Texas or Nashville?
Oh yeah, babe, I've lived everywhere. That's the one thing you can count on me for, is never living in the same spot.
I feel like you've been in New York for a while though.
I have. It's been 2 years. That's probably the longest I've lived anywhere in a while.
It's like a long-term relationship for you.
Yeah, totally. It was like, it was New York after the show. Then it was Nashville. Then it was Seattle. Then it was back to Austin for the pandemic. And then like moved up here kind of halfway through the pandemic. Like, but I do want to stay here until I'm like 95 years old.
Nice.
So that's, I have decided on a place. Believe it or not.
Holy
shit. At 30, I decided.
There we go. Well, congratulations. Yeah. That's exciting. That means you must love New York.
I love it. I mean, I always have. I was born here. My whole family lives in Brooklyn. So we've been coming back here all the time. And like grad school here was so fun. And now if I can afford it, God willing, to live here, then I want to a long, long time.
You just graduated, right?
Yeah. I graduated in May.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I had the best freaking time ever. And there was a lot of people in class that was 30 and above, which made me so happy. I mean, granted, there were a lot of like 22-year-olds just saying, oh, I just graduated undergrad. And I'm like, woof, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hello, I'm 30.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But there were a lot, like my best friends were like 33, 35. So we had a great time.
That's fun.
Being in grad school, there's no age limit. At the best time.
Oh, nice. I went back 2 years ago during the pandemic and I went back because I never graduated with my bachelor's. I had I had like 5 classes left because I was working restaurants at the time, and then I started bartending and managing, and I was like, oh, I'm making good money. So I just kind of stopped going to school. And then all of a sudden I was 25 when I got casted to be on The Bachelor, and then, you know, bada bing, bada boom. Then I was like, I want to go back and just finish my bachelor's. So I went back and it was all over Zoom, which was really nice. But I was just surrounded by 18 and 19 year olds. Like,
I have to be fair. Like, the pandemic has been horrible in many ways, but for me, like, it was a blessing and that it was good to go back to school. And like, it was all over Zoom, so it was kind of impersonal, but I got something done that I always wanted to get done. Like, what better time? So I loved it. I thought it was the best thing ever.
Oh, it made life so much easier for me with Zoom. Yeah. Obviously horrible, everything, but
everything
horrible.
Everything but school.
Everything but school.
It was great.
So what has dating been like for you in different multiple locations? Where is your favorite city to date? Because I feel like Nashville and New York, they must have like a pretty prominent dating pool.
Nashville was fun to date, but just because like you're meeting like different artists, right? You're meeting like a country singer or like a whatever. But like New York dating to me is just unmatched in good ways and bad ways. I've like kind of recently gone through this phase where I'm like trying to go on 2 dates a week, and I go into them and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. I just want to. But every time I text my friends afterwards, I'm like, that was so fun. Like, I had a great time. Granted, it's usually like one or two and then a phase out or whatever, but at least I'm getting good experience.
Why is that?
You know? I this is probably the case for every city in America, but as far as I know from New York, the issue is like the paradox of choice, right? Like, someone I dated a long time ago did an article thing, and he was quoted that was basically like, I could be dating Sally and she's great and smart, but like, what if I meet Jenny the next night and she's like more great and more smart? And so that's like the crux of the thing, at least in New York, is this concept of like, there's so many choices. Why would I commit to someone when I could go on like 3 more dates next week and maybe someone's more magical?
But that's just like, I also hate that mentality because
me too.
It's so stupid. There are how many billions of people in the world? You're always going to be led by temptation. At some point you have to,
of course.
I think people just forget that commitment's a choice, but you're right. In New York City, where you're just like constantly surrounded by people and hustle and bustle
everywhere.
I'm surprised you love the city so much. I fucking hate it.
I know. I get it. Like sometimes this is what I say about New York City. Every day it's like something happens where I'm like, God damn it. I hate living here. Get me out of here. Whether it's like paying my rent or just like, I don't know.
Rent's a big
going
one.
Going on the subway, which is disgusting. Anything like that.
Oh, you still take like the subway?
I do, but like rent, there's the crime has been up a lot in the subway. So
yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
scary.
I kind of ride it a little bit differently now. But yeah, like it ruins me. And New York City ruins me every day in some way. But then like something happens by the end of the night where I'm like, God, I love this place. Like I can just walk to a shitty dive bar and then like walk on home. Like
New York City is like your game of golf to me, where it's for 17 holes. I'm like, this sport is so stupid. I pay for this. It's so expensive. I suck. And then on the 18th hole, I just hit a perfect drive. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll do this tomorrow. That was fun.
I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
Can't wait to come back.
That's exactly what it is.
It'll be great.
Like, God, I hate it here. God, I hate it here. And then I lay in bed and I just went on a great date with some random guy from the app. And I'm like, and I could probably do that anywhere, but it feels different here.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
So do you like going on multiple dates? Like, I know you said sometimes you really don't look. Yeah, you don't. Okay, that's what I thought.
No, I think honestly, like one of the reasons if we want, like I suck at dating is because I'm very much a homebody. Mm-hmm. I usually like I work all day till 7 o'clock. And then I like all I want to do is just watch TV in my bed, blah, blah, right? But like my dream man is not going to knock on my door, right? Like I have to force myself sometimes to, it's this, my paradox of like, I do want a relationship really badly. Like mm-hmm. I would love for someone to be in my life and be my partner, but also like I have to work to do that.
Obviously.
I have to do things. I have to meet people. And that is what I deal with all the time of like pure exhaustion. Don't want to go anywhere. Don't want to put makeup on. But also still being single when all you want is to have someone to share life with. So it's, but now I'm leaning more towards like, okay, I have to do work. I have to meet folks, I guess. I have to.
So do you work from home?
Yes, which is even worse.
Yeah, because then like, you're not meeting anybody.
Yeah, I'm remote, right? So even after grad school, I was specifically only applying to jobs. Like I was really going for like finance, banking. Like I wanted to be in offices where there are just men everywhere.
Yep.
Cause my sister met her fiance just working near each other at a finance firm. So like, but nothing panned out. I'm hoping maybe one day soon I'll at least enter an office where there's humans.
I mean, one can only hope. I guess we'll find out. The pandemic changed a lot, but it changed dating. Yeah. It changed work. It changed how you meet people. It's insane.
Yeah.
And then it changed your location, just, obviously.
Yeah. I've moved a lot. So it's been hard for me to like get settled. Now that I'm settled, I'm like, okay, let's actually focus on this. And I'll even catch myself. I was in the doctor's office and Tamron Hall was on TV and it was this whole episode about manifesting and how we need to like speak out loud what we're looking for. So after that, from the doctor, I walked home and I was like, I'm going to find my soulmate, which is so stupid.
But it's like, not stupid.
I'm like, I'll take anything. I'll, if someone said like, you need to do, I don't know, something chakra related, I'm like, okay, fine. I'll do it.
I believe in the power of manifestation.
I think
because nobody will, not just so much like putting it, when people say put it on the universe, I really think like in my head, it's more so just like, like you said, saying it out loud so other people hear it, because it will never get accomplished. Like it's so much easier to get things accomplished if you have help. And the only way to get help is to ask for help. But sometimes it's really hard to ask for help. So sometimes if you just like put it out in the universe and someone's like, oh, I can do that. Like I can help you with that. Or I can, you know.
Totally.
So that's why.
Completely agree.
Hell yeah. Put it out in the universe. So Olivia for Bachelorette. You never know. Bachelorette 2023.
Oh, God. Yeah, that also sounds like a disaster. Both dating and The Bachelorette.
But it would be like such great TV.
But I would make really good TV.
Yeah, you would.
Without a doubt.
It would be awesome to watch. And you're such a catch. And then, so like, it would be like the dual thing where it'd be a great TV and you're looking for someone, you're ready to settle down. Plus, it's, you know, you're a catch. So like, they're actually going for someone who's like, you want to be with that person.
No, like I'm legit, like just wanting to find a man. Like, do not care about followers. Do not care about fame. Like, but that's where like the conundrum is, right? Like this show, I feel like, gets farther and farther away from that, like every season. And I'm like, no, can we just still get someone that like wants to get married and find somebody?
I know it's tough.
It's tough. Yeah.
It is tough. So you went on a lot of dates in Nashville with musicians. So what do you go on a lot of dates with businessmen in New York? That's what I would assume, like Wall Street guys.
The last guy I went out with, I felt so down. I'm like, oh yeah, I work in a beauty brand. And what do you do? And he's like, I work for the FBI.
Holy shit.
And I was like, oh,
damn.
What? Like I immediately was like perked up because I'm obsessed with like crime and stuff like that. So the whole time you probably thought I was asking questions like, do you wear a suit to work every day? Like, is everything top secret? He probably thought I was an idiot. But like, there's nothing I feel like every guy in New York, which is an over generalization, but like they all work in finance. I know it's not true,
but that's all I think of.
Everyone is like a finance bro, even if they're not, that's like the term, right? For finance guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I just see that a lot, and it's not a bad thing at all.
It's not a bad
stereotype.
Thing. It's a stereotype. Because all I think about is the guys from, you ever see the movie, The Big Short?
Yeah, that's of course. Yeah.
All I Literally. Think of. I'm like, yeah,
and every, I see that
every often. Wall Street bro is like that.
Yeah. I think there's, I definitely don't do myself any favors, which is what I'm trying to change. Right. Like I go to bars and like, I won't talk to anyone. And maybe it's because I'm not a very smiley person and I have a huge resting bitch face. And I'm also like very tall and, you know, a little bit probably intimidating. So my mom's always like, you need to smile more, like invite people to say hello to you by your mood. And I'm just like, ugh, I don't know.
It's you're like, mom, lay off me, please.
Yeah. But I am fully aware that we don't live in the era where like a guy needs to approach you first. Needs like, I know we don't live in that era anymore. I don't mind saying like, hi. But I do have like a bunch of friends that are more old fashioned and she's like, no, I asked him on the date the first time. So he has to ask me the second time. And I'm like, I don't believe, if you want to go on a date with someone, just message, whatever. If it doesn't go well, okay. I'm trying to like get into that mindset of like, we live in a different era. Like,
did you message the guy from the FBI? You can ask him on a second date.
At the end of the date, I was like, would you like to see me again? Or I'd like to see you again. He's like, oh yeah, totally. And so I said, I'm going to be in Nashville this weekend, but I will follow up with you when I'm back because I would love to go out with you again, which I normally wouldn't do, but I wanted to be very
proactive,
open. Yeah. And like, I'm very transparent now in dating. Like if a guy doesn't seem in, I'm like, it's fine. We don't have to be a match. Like it's totally fine.
Wait, have you had dates after first dates and you're like, I don't think I'm going to see you again.
Yeah. I mean,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm like, I don't want to waste anyone's time. I don't want anyone wasting my time.
Good for you.
You know, sometimes at the end of a date, a guy, like if I had said, hey, like, do you want to go on a second date? What do you think? If he was like, you know what? I think you're great, but like, I just didn't feel whatever spark or whatever. I'd be like, that's totally fine. No harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. I got experience under my belt. I think you're a lovely person and I can't wait for you to find what you're looking for. Like, let's be honest with each other now. Let's stop ghosting each other and actually just like say what we're thinking. And I hate ghosting culture. It's like the most annoying thing in the world.
It really is so annoying. And then even, I don't know what, I think they call, I forget what the term is, but it's like the phase out, you know what I mean? Where it's
of
like,
course.
Oh yeah, I'll reach out. And then you reach out once and then like seven days go by and you reach out again. And you're like, I don't have time for this.
And I'm like, oh no, he's at, like, and friends will be like, he's just busy. Like, no,
no.
He just doesn't want to go out again. Like,
he's not just busy.
Let's just be real. No, he's not. Trust me. I mean,
everybody's busy.
Yeah, I'm busy as hell.
Yeah.
As a woman, I don't think men and women are that different. Like, if I don't want to talk to someone, I'm just not going to. Like, it's not, you know, a big deal. Like, if I don't want to respond or initiate something, it's probably because I just, like, it's not there.
The spark's not there.
Yeah. So I try to get ahead of that.
It's tough, though, because then they say, we've had experts going on here that say you have to go on three dates with someone before you know. And I'm like, good God, three dates with the same person?
Three dates?
No, I don't abide by that rule.
To me, that's like you're dating. And I don't,
yeah.
I mean, I just don't think we live in that age anymore.
No.
I mean, I would say like it's rare for me after a first date, unless it's like he said something shitty or like I just, there's nothing at all, where I would just be like, no. Like, usually I'll give it a second if I'm like, okay, something could have been there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's rare for me to just be like, nah.
Has that happened?
It's happened like 3 times. But like one of them, I saw him on the street and he was like, hey, I was like, hi, where are you? And yeah, so it's
like, did they do something or was it just like not there? So blatantly,
I just knew.
Yeah.
We, you know, I tend to like also not necessarily completely follow the whole rule of like, this is what you don't talk about on dates kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I'm getting to the point where like I have to date someone who wants kids, like, or, and usually I don't talk about that on the first date, but like little things might come up.
Plus you're coming from the bachelor world. You're like, are you ready to be engaged in 6 weeks?
I'm like, do you want to get engaged in 9 days?
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm at.
That's what you're walking into right now.
Yeah. That's like the trajectory of my dating history is just like, whoop, here we go. We're married. So yeah, like, I'm not one to shy away from like awkward conversations. And if I don't feel like our answers align like right away, I'm like, people are very kind of set in their ways. I feel like it's very hard.
First dates, like, there's so many pros and cons. When I think about a first date, going on a first date again, of course, yeah, mm-hmm. it gives me like adrenaline and there's butterflies. Yeah. And yeah. it's like, oh man, like fun. I'm meeting someone. Yeah, it's fun. But yeah. man, when the conversation's not flowing and you have to forcefully like try to keep it going.
Oh, holy. It's so painful.
Oh,
so painful.
It's so painful.
The number one thing I look for now is banter. Like I find banter really sexy. And I have to have, like, as you get older and you just get more experience under your belt, you see like what's important, what might not as be important as you thought it was. And like, I will, banter has to be there or I'm just, it's awkward. If I feel like we're kind of like straining, and I know first dates are awkward, but I've had first dates where I'm like, this banter is fire. And like,
it's sexy.
Let's keep going.
I couldn't agree more. When you have good banter, like I'll never forget. It was, I don't know. I was on a date sometime. Obviously this woman was not for me. Ashley's the love of my life, but it was like immediate. The banter, because she was like busting my balls.
Oh yeah,
and I was like,
yeah,
oh, I like this.
Oh yeah, I had a date last week where like we did not stop talking. It was just like beep 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 beep, and it was so fun.
Aww.
And went like, I'm usually the one who's like, I'll say I have a meeting or something, so there's like some sort of out. But this one, I was just like, woo, let's keep going. Like it was like energizing. It was fun. It was sexy. Like I'm totally here for that.
So are you going to see this person again?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
His age was a little bit like,
how old is he?
26.
Oh, what are you, 30?
Yeah, I know. I know, because I've dated someone like 12 years older than me. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm stupid to even be thinking.
Well,
that
you're
way,
not stupid, but
it's just something irrational that like I hold too close, probably, right? This whole age thing.
Well, I also think as a guy being 26, that's in New York City, that's obviously something to consider.
Yeah. I don't know. I believe sometimes in that theory that like men age what, like 8 years behind a woman kind of thing.
Yeah. I feel like I'm 22 mentally.
Yeah. So it's just more of like, when I was 26 and not really thinking about like kids and blah, blah, I would date like a 28, you know, whatever. But I'm just kind of, I hit that point where it's like, I know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And it's not like a time crunch thing. I'm not like, oh my God, I have to have kids. It's just more of like a, when you know what you want, like it's time.
Yeah, it's time. And especially like if you started dating a 26-year-old and say in 3 years, you're like, okay, let's like, married, kids, like now.
Let's do it.
He's 29, so it's before he's 30. So it's definitely something to consider.
It's different. Yeah. So I'm trying not to write him off because, hey, the banter, like there's a reason I love Love Island UK. Mm-hmm. And banter is like everything. It's like, did you have good bants? And they're like, yeah, I have good bants. Like that's what they care about. And like,
that's what the kids are calling it these days. Bants.
Yes, bants. Bants.
Oh, that's good to know.
How was the bants? It was good bants.
Good bants. Bad bants.
Well, I know all the UK slang.
We'll definitely give this guy at least a second date and tell us how it goes, because I'm very excited about it.
And like the FBI guy, I thought he was really lovely, and we're going to, you know.
Maybe you could take the FBI guy and the Bantz guy on a 2-on-1. Really flip the switch. You know,
actually, the Bantz guy, I was like, hey, I see my friend is on Find My Friends, and she's literally at the bar next door. Like, if she comes, and he was like, yeah, totally, which was a check mark on my book, because I'm like, he got along great with my friend. And
good.
I was like, this was really fun. Just another like very random, exciting thing on the stage.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, all right. Dating in New York doesn't sound so bad.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just, I have to get a little aggressive in my own search. I have to put myself in situations where I could meet a human being.
Well, you know what I mean? It sounds like you're doing a pretty good job, so I wouldn't worry too much. We're going to take a quick break. Yeah, please do. We're going to take a quick break and then come back with some dating headlines.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. Obviously, Dean's still not here. We have Olivia, and we're going to go over some dating headlines here.
Okay.
The first one is from The Verge. It says that you can now add your pets and zodiac sign to your Hinge dating profile. I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, so
the zodiac is the one.
The zodiac, like the pets. What? Of course. First of all, don't.
Sure.
You already post pictures with your pets, like as a guy.
Yeah. To me, that's not unique because anytime someone posts a picture with like a dog, and like, okay, they have a dog.
Exactly. You know? And plus, like when I was on a dating profile, yeah, you're damn right. The first, like my profile picture on the dating app would be me and Clark. It's like I'm gonna throw the dog out there. as a way
better
to just
than
like
you and a fish. But yeah, I get it. Hey, you and a fish, we can avoid.
Could be a fish, could be fun. But so the article goes on, says that Hinge users can now add their zodiac signs and pet information to their dating profiles. Now, the zodiac sign features allow users to add their sun sign, obviously another term for your main star sign. I don't know these fucking things. But if
it's so stupid.
It's so stupid. So if you don't think you'd be compatible with a Libra, or you want to be upfront about being a Scorpio, and then you can skip that awkward questions and get straight to the point, making the information readily available, blah, 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 blah. So if you're interested in astrology, that's been growing in recent years. Apparently, Google Trends show that researches for birth chart and star sign spiked during 2020 and 2021. So Hinge revealed apparently through their research that Virgos are the most common sign on the app, and that Aquarius born users are the most likely to include voice prompt in their profiles. I don't know. Apparently 61% of Hinge users believe that a potential partner not getting along with their pet is a deal breaker, which is why they were adding the pet information. Of course. Duh. Like, if I dated someone, they were like, I don't like dogs. Like, that could be an issue because I want at least 2 to 3 dogs in my house at all time.
Of course. I wouldn't, like, say no to someone because they had a dog on their profile. Like, you know, whatever. Or they didn't have a dog. Like, let's still go. If the profile is, like, pretty good.
What if...
Like, we can talk about
it. What if one of your guys was like, hey, I'm more of a cat person?
I'd be like, okay, but here's the argument, right? Like, if this guy, I'm just like, oh my God, so attracted to, got to meet him. And he said, I have a cat. Like, unless I was like deathly allergic, okay, fine. Maybe we can deal with a cat in our lives. Like, the list of my cannot haves just has changed so much. Like, if a cat is the thing that's setting me over the edge, or a star, moon, rising thing, like, come on.
What if he has reptiles? Like, you know, people who have like like snakes. Tarantulas or snakes. Ooh. That might be a little much for me.
At least they're like, you know, caged up, right? Or they like have their homes and the little.
I'd be terrified of the snake breaking out every night.
Yeah, that's really not my thing.
That's not my jam.
To me, like, I understand, like, I'd be curious, your listeners, are there men that care about like the star sign, Sag, whatever, Aquarius stuff? Like, I have a girlfriend who's obsessed with all of that. She's always like, let me read your birth chart. And I'm like, no.
Please don't. I don't need to hear it.
Yeah. But she does this on dates, and then like goes to dinner with me every week and like is crying because no one wants to date her. And I'm a little bit of like a, you know, I'll tell you like it is. And I'm like, well, maybe it's because you're asking men about charts and signs that like, they don't care about that stuff. Like,
yeah, I'd rather.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
No, I don't think they do. And I'd rather have a conversation about kids on the first date than my star sign.
Yes, than star signs. Yeah. I feel like that's if that even comes up, it's like eye roll. Like, okay. And are you not going to date me because I'm a Pisces and you only want to date a Taurus? Like,
I also don't get in the article. It's like they throw a little shade towards Scorpios. They say, or if you want to be upfront about being a Scorpio, what the hell does that mean? What's wrong with being a Scorpio?
What's wrong with Scorpios?
I don't know. We're emotional. I get it. We're maybe like
Are
a little.
Are you a Scorpio?
Oh, yeah. I know.
What's
I love
wrong
being a Scorpio.
With you?
Lots of things.
Can you go inside? Like, let's talk.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little psychotic, but that kind of makes it fun, you know?
So am I. I'm an Aries, so like, whatever.
Yeah, it's fun, you know? You got to be a little crazy sometimes.
That's fascinating. That's really fascinating. Wow. Yeah,
so I don't know. I mean, Scorpios get bad reps. I don't like it. I think
but
we're pretty cool.
Men, tell me if you care about that stuff. Like, let's get this straight.
They don't.
Okay. Well, let's try.
All right, so our last headline. Millennials are literally going into debt from dating. So of course they say that money can't buy love, but according to new findings in a survey, it found that 22% of millennials, which by the way, they categorize millennials from age 26 to 41.
What?
Dude, we're so old. It might
we
be
are
true.
So old.
Think about it.
Is
we're millennials.
True?
Because I'm 33. Ashley's 34. Yeah. We're both millennials. So like the idea if it goes up to 41 could be plausible.
Wait, I kind of love that I can say I'm a millennial when I'm like 39.
Yeah. Yeah. But it feels like we're almost like the high school people, you know, being like, yeah. Oh, no, we're still in high school. We're only millennials, guys, even though we're 40. So they say 22% of millennials age. So they say millennials are 26 to 41. Gen Z is 18 to 25. That makes sense. So 19% of Gen Z, 22% of millennials have entered into debt from what they spent on romantic dates. First of all, if you're going on dates and you're not, you know, you don't have enough money to afford the date, don't go on a date.
No. And this, I mean, this has to be geared towards men, right? Like,
probably these poor bastards.
I assume.
So it says that on the survey, they average about $91 on a date. And,
it's fair.
So that's fair. Quote, everything is getting more expensive. Matt Schultz, who's like a analysis in this
guy,
report, has reported. He said, it's not just the new clothes, roses, rideshare, fancy dinner, concerts, or the after show coffee. It's all of it. The extra cost of each of these things individually may not be earth shattering, but added together, it can be very expensive. Now, during the summer, Bloomberg reported that consumer price index category for food, yeah, that's gone up. Obviously, we all know the economy went up. Grabbing a simple cocktail isn't as easy as it was before, where alcohol beverages have increased by 4% in price since 2021. So here, this is what I have to say.
Fair.
If you can't afford a date, don't go on a date. Like, just get coffee. Get $2 worth of coffee. That's it.
Or I love a date walk. Like, just like a walk and talk.
Totally.
Free. Maybe you stop. Like,
get creative.
My ex, who also did this article about paradox of choice, the article was introduced as like, I go out on like 6 days a week, dates a week, and it's like so hard on my wallet, like as if like a woe is me thing. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of like, no one is forcing you to go on 6 dates a week, number one.
Yeah.
Like, and there's so many like walk through Central Park. I don't know. Like try to, get a coffee. It's cheaper. Like, I don't know. I can't imagine going into debt for like dates that I probably don't even need to go on anyway.
And I feel like dating has changed. It's no longer you go to a dinner and you go to a movie and you spend and like the guy pays. Most of the time you split the bill, even though.
Yeah. Well, I always offer.
Okay. You know? Yeah. Do you do like the thing where you like reach and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah. I can.
Yeah. And, but
it's
see,
awkward.
My thing was, and I had an argument with this, I forget who was on the podcast last year, but they never did the reach. They were just like, always, they would just, the bill would go on the table and they would just expect the man to pay. And I was like, oh no. Like on dates, it was always like, just if you offer to pay, I find that more attractive because you never assume. Oh, here we go. My wife doesn't reach. I can't believe I married you. Get in here.
Ashley.
Please come in. It's Olivia. It's Olivia Creedy. Oh my God. Yeah.
We were talking yesterday. Hi.
I know. I said the same thing. Hi, babe.
Oh, my God.
So you don't reach?
No, babe. I've told you this a zillion times.
Olivia reaches.
Good for her. That's really awesome. And like, I appreciate and respect, but like, I'm way too old fashioned that on the first date, I want him to just take it. I'm not saying I'm going to continue to do that. I think as the relationship progresses, it should become more equal.
It should become. I could understand someone on the first date being like, okay, we're going to let him like cover this. But as you go further in a relationship, like I'm going to actually force it. I'm going to be like, no, I'm covering this one. Like,
oh yeah. I think I'm down with that for sure. But I think first date, no reach. Sorry, babe.
You should reach. No, you should have reached.
No, I don't care.
Thank God our first date was paid for in paradise.
You really wouldn't have liked me necessarily?
I would have liked you, of course. I would have been a little judgy.
Really?
I'm like, oh, she didn't even offer. Okay.
No, I'm not going to offer. You're supposed to be a gentleman.
I would be a gentleman. Well, I'd be the gentleman who was like, oh, no, no, no. I got it. Please. Like, I would love to pay for it. Because I think also as a guy, it fills our ego. This is so egotistical of me to admit, but whatever. It's just the truth of the matter. Is that like, I feel like it fills our ego when we're like, no, I got it. Because it gives us like a little like puffing of the chest.
My dad
moment,
is
you know?
Like prime example. He's like, he'll have a dinner with 17 and be like, no, I got this. And even though it's like $2,000. I'm like, Dad, what does that do for you?
I know. As he's crying later that night.
Crying like, in debt. I'm like, okay, Dad, like look at your chutzpah or something. I don't know.
Is your like, dad the type of person that he'll like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom and he'll hand the credit card to the waitress? Oh,
like he'll do it before the bill's even down. Like he'll like hand it off.
Yeah, it's a veteran move right there.
And then it's like a sexy thing. Like, oh, I already got it. It's covered.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you trying to impress here?
Like, yeah, it's grandma and grandpa, okay?
It's your siblings.
Those are usually when the bills fought over the most.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. There's been, like, brawls at... No, I got it. No, I got it. No, I got it.
I got it. It's the Italian
one. And that's when, like, Ashley and I just get up and walk away from the table.
You know, it's why can't dads, like, if you're and my dad, like, we're fighting over it, why can't they just split? Like, why is that a thing?
I don't know. I'm sure we'll get there one day.
Okay, well, anyway, Olivia, your place looks amazing, and I'm so glad you're co-hosting this.
Thank you.
Where is this place?
New York.
I'm in the West Village, New York. I got so lucky. Like, I could not afford this. I live with my sister and her fiance, but we have this massive, like, private porch overlooking the water. Like, it's stunning.
That's so gorgeous.
Yeah, we have plants everywhere, and I'm really happy. I'm like, can we stay here forever, and I'll just live with you guys, even when you're, like, married, and... have kids, like I'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be a nanny.
See,
yeah, literally live in nanny.
We wish that my sister was living with us now.
Yeah, we made a grave mistake pushing her to go to school.
That's so true. Okay. Now you're like, oh, shit.
All right,
thanks, babe.
Well,
yeah,
that's gonna...
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you on all of that,
Olivia. I respect the reach. I'm gonna say it. I respect it. Okay, don't you stop. That's gonna do it for this week's episode of Help I Suck at Dating. You, like we said, we had a couple episodes come out this week. Dean and Kaylin's episode already came out. Big congratulations to them. We love them so much.
Congrats
on their engagement. Yay. It's so exciting. And then we have the Thursday episode coming out, which Olivia, you're going to stick around for, which would be so exciting. Yeah. We take callers. So
I love it.
Yep. So we still have the Thursday episode. So make sure you tune into that. And then hopefully you'll join us next week where we all suck just a little less.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.